Welcome back, friends. Today, let's talk about the Blessed Virgin Mary and a lesson in humility that she can teach us. I want you to think about the Annunciation and how the angel comes to her. Okay, remember, she's told that she can be the mother of the Messiah, a king whose kingdom will have no end. What has Mary's life been like up to that point? She's been faithful. In fact, she's been perfectly faithful. Now, place yourself in Mary's position. Up to that point, your whole life has been perfect. You haven't sinned. You haven't disobeyed God in any way. Would there not be a tendency within your heart, at least it would be within mine, when the angel came to me and said, you're going to be the mother of a king? The response maybe could be, well, finally I get some recognition. Because Mary's whole life of perfection up to this point has been lived in obscurity. She has received no worldly recognition, and she's been perfect. And so in pride, sometimes we think, well, because of our faithfulness in the past, yes, I deserve to be blessed now. And then when blessing does come into our life, we think, well, it's because we're entitled to it. See, Mary doesn't respond this way. She just says, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word. She doesn't count herself worthy of such a gift. Although some of us sometimes cling to our past faithfulness as entitlement for blessing now. Have you ever done that? So Mary's life continues in great humility. They go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Mary's 9 months pregnant. And what's their mode of transportation? Well, Mary gets up on a donkey. Now, if I'm Mary, I'd be thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm the mother of a king whose kingdom will have no end. Don't I deserve something better than a donkey? How about a horse-drawn carriage? Not a donkey. This is rather uncomfortable. So sometimes when we say yes to God, we feel that, well, I've given my whole life over to him. Don't I deserve some comfort? Don't I deserve some temporary blessing right now? In fact, when Mary said yes to the angel, her life got harder, not easier. It got more uncomfortable. And so here Mary is. She gets up on a donkey, where I think many of us would expect a horse-drawn carriage. And then they get to Bethlehem. And Joseph goes to check in at the Holiday Inn. And he comes out, and I imagine this conversation, Joseph coming out, and he says, it's full. And Mary, what do you mean full? I mean, didn't you call ahead? Didn't you make some arrangements? No, it's full. But they got a room in the back. Oh, a special suite. Ah, not exactly. It's a manger. A manger, isn't that for the animals and where they stay the night? That's all they got. Now, if I'm Mary, this is how I might react. Why? Well, I'm taken around the corner and there the manger is. I mean, I'd be thinking, I got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in my womb. I'm his mom. They give him a manger? Come on, doesn't he deserve a palace? So Mary, in the first, 9 months, she has some difficulties there, especially right leading up to the birth of Jesus. She gets a donkey where we could think a horse-drawn carriage would be fitting, and a manger instead of a palace. Have you ever got those in your life where God didn't quite meet your expectations? Yet you're thinking, but I'm faithful. Don't I deserve something better? You see, when Janelle married me, I think she was getting a stallion, but all she got was an ass. Sometimes our expectations are not exactly what God wants to move in our life with. And so what are the times in your life where you got a donkey and expected a horse-drawn carriage or a palace and you got a manger? Remember Mary. She did not fight against her circumstance. She did not act as though she was entitled to something better. Yet we do this. In all humility, she received everything as coming from the hands of God. And that's the great lesson of humility that Mary teaches us, to receive everything from the hands of God, not to object, not to complain, not to desire something better or other than what God has allowed. That's hard sometimes. Yet Mary, if anyone had a reason to complain, it was Mary, but she doesn't in any way respond in a prideful manner, in an entitled manner. And so she's the perfect one for us to ask intercession of when we struggle with pride, when we rebel against the circumstances we find ourselves in. The virtue of humility, so evident in Our Lady's life, is truth. The true recognition of what we are and our worth in the eyes of God and of our fellow men. It is also an emptying of ourself to allow God to work in us with His grace. Beautiful explanation of humility. Another way that we can say, what is humility? It is the acknowledgement of truth. So we have right judgment of ourself, right judgment of other people, and God. So we see ourselves the way God sees us, and our circumstances the way God sees us, and our fellow men the way God sees us. And this right judgment allows humility. And if we don't see correctly, we don't see the world and ourselves and others with the lens of truth, we will never grow in the grace of humility. Speaking of humility, Father Fernandez writes, it is not opposed to our awareness of the talents we have received, nor to the full use of them with rectitude of intention. For humility does not diminish, but broadens one's outlook. Humility recognizes that all the good in us, whether in the order of nature or in that of grace, belongs to God alone. For of His fullness we have all received. God is all that is great in us. Of ourselves we are defective and weak. We come before God as debtors who do not know how to discharge our debts. And for this reason we go to Mary as the mediatrix of all graces. So Mary is full of grace. She is rich in grace. She is lacking nothing of grace. And so we can go to her and ask her to obtain us great grace, the grace particularly in this meditation of humility, to act like she would act all the time, humbling ourselves before God, who is everything. You know, the only thing that we can call our own is one thing. It's sin. Sin is the only thing that we can claim our own, because God did not help us to sin. Everything else outside of that is a blessing from God. You know, sometimes we get this self-sufficient attitude and we look at our life and all that we have accomplished and we look at our bank account or accomplishments or our rewards and we think, well, I did this. I built this life. You know, the problem with a self-made millionaire is that he worships his creator, himself. We do this sometimes. But the reality is, who gave us the ability to accomplish what we accomplished? God gave us the ability. Who gave us the fortitude to be able to develop the talents that we have? God gave us that ability. Who gave us the circumstances that allowed us to develop our gifts and to reap great blessing? God gave us those circumstances. Who gave us the will and the intellect to be able to understand, the senses to see, to be able to take in the world? All these things that have allowed us to be who we are come from the hand of God. Who gave us our life? Did we earn our life? In order to be able to boast about the accomplishments of our life, God is the source of our life. He chose us to bring us into being. It's prideful to think that we are entitled to a life of great blessing and that we are the authors or sources of the goodness in our life. That's pride. God in His great generosity has blessed us, friends, so much. And so we need to be like Our Lady, who acknowledged all as coming from His hand, always to say, the Lord has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Is that our response when we look at our life? Or is our response, yeah, I deserve everything I have fought for? That's not the way of Mary. And so today, let's ask the intercession of Mary that we could grow in the grace of great humility, I like to think of humility as the virtue on which the door of love swings. We need that hinge in order for the door of love to swing to receive God and grace. And sometimes our hinge is squeaky. It's rusty. It's squeaky with envy. It's squeaky with pride. It's squeaky with self-love. So we ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain for us that grace that allows that door of love to swing easily on the hinge of humility. Friends, I appreciate your time. I appreciate that you watch. This channel is yours. It would not be what it would be without you tuning in and watching, and I'm very grateful that you're here. Please comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why, and we will see you tomorrow. God bless you.